The flurry of attacks recalls the bloodshed of 2015 to 2016, when Islamist terrorists killed 12 people at Charlie Hebdo's offices in January 2015, 131 people at multiple sites in Paris in November, and 86 people in Nice the following July. Since then, however, jihadism in Europe has declined markedly. The number of completed Islamist attacks fell every year from 2017 to 2019, while the number of foiled ones rose, according to Europol, the EU's law enforcement agency. 10 people were killed in 2019. Much of the violence has been associated with IS, which swept through Iraq and Syria in 2014 with the help of 5,000 or so European recruits. The IS caliphate was crushed in 2019, and European security services feared that a flood of returning fighters would overwhelm their ability to monitor suspects back at home. In practice, IS veterans have not proven as numerous or violent as feared, even if the group's ideology has remained potent. Even so, the threat continues to dominate the work of security services. In a speech in October, Ken McCallum, Director General of MI5, Britain's domestic intelligence service, said that Islamist extremism remained the country's largest threat by volume, with tens of thousands committed to the ideology, though he added that a growing share of plots came from right-wing extremists, like the attacker in Avignon. Mr. McCallum said that tracking plots had become harder in recent years as more terrorists have gone for basic attack methods requiring little preparation.